hate to say that way because, you know, I don't want it to seem like we have this strategy and, you know, this is how we get people to go for God. No. Hello, everyone. I'm Tamara Chaos. I want to tell you a little story. So there's a game I like to play, and what you do is you make an avatar and you can dress it, you know, hair, makeup, all that kind of thing, and then play all kinds of games on the game, and you can visit a whole bunch of different places. Well, one of the places that I really love to visit is a coffee shop. Well, I happened to be at the coffee shop on a certain day when this incident happened that I thought to myself, this is just not how you witness to people about God. And so, okay, so you have two people. We'll call them Jay and Mary. So Jay tries to tell me that she would like me to buy her an animation set because there's a big competition coming up and she really needs this animation set, otherwise she's going to get, you know, bullied by these people. And I said no, because animation sets are very expensive, so most people won't buy them, especially for a stranger. So, you know, she proceeded to tell me that, you know, she was a Christian and she was in a wheelchair, and so she's telling the truth. Well, you know, throughout the conversation, I was able to tell her that I too am a Christian. But, you know, and then Mary said she's not a Christian, and I would have just let it go at that. But Jay continued to badger her about being a Christian, and I tried to tell her, stop, this is just not how you witness, this is just not how you do it. And Mary said, I'm happy being an atheist. And I would just let it go with that. But, you know, Jay just kept going out, and I thought to myself, I need to vlog about this because this is just not how you witness to somebody. Witnessing is a very slow, loving, methodical process. And, you know, I hate to say that way because, you know, I don't want it to seem like we have this strategy and, you know, this is how we get people to go for God. No, I mean, this is not, I'm just saying that it's a slow, methodical process. And so, you know, what you do is you friend somebody and you love them and you show compassion to them and you show them the character of God. And it could be that they never do ask you about God. But, you know, but that's how you do it. You can't just badger somebody in a public place and tell them that unless they commit to God, they're going to go to hell. I mean, that you have to approach it. I mean, that's something that somebody learns way long into the Christianity process, you know, the Christian process, the Christian walk. That's something you learn. You can't just start off with that. That's a scare tactic, and that's just not how you witness to people. Scaring is not how you witness, okay? Witnessing is a loving, slow, methodical process. You befriend them, and it could be that they never do ask you about God, and that's okay, because maybe somebody else down the line will be able to tell them about God. God has a plan. We don't know what it is. We have to just follow what He tries to tell us to do, or what He does tell us to do. Not badger somebody in a coffee shop about being a Christian. I don't want you to just friend people because eventually you want to witness. That's not how it works either. But it's just a slow, methodical process, very loving process. And I just wanted to share that story. Thank you. Hello, everyone. First of all, I want to announce that I am in a music competition called You God's Music. And different contestants could submit a video of them singing a song that has a special meaning to them. So I posted my music video, and I would like to show you a little clip from that. Oh, there ain't no lost cause, no one's too far gone. Don't you know, there ain't no hopeless soul. You still belong to the God who stays with you. There ain't no hopeless soul. No Hopeless Soul is a song that just really has a lot of special meaning to me because I just love the words and I love the arrangement of the music. It's just so fun and has such a powerful message that I just really love that song so much. And that's why I chose it for the competition. So I'm so thankful that I have an opportunity to participate in a music competition.